AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Russia is up to something along the border with Ukraine.
As part of its plans, Russia is laying the groundwork to have the option of fabricating a pretext for invasion. And we've seen this before. We saw this before leading up to 2014, just to note, including through sabotage activities and information operations by accusing Ukraine of preparing an imminent attack against Russian forces in eastern Ukraine.
Talks between Russia and the U.S. and Western allies this week in Europe aimed at heading off an escalating crisis in Ukraine have made little progress. A cyber attack has left a number of Ukrainian government websites temporarily unavailable. FEMA Director Dion Criswell says they're working with states to see if they need more coronavirus testing sites.
We are available to set those up. We've been partnering with the Centers for Disease Control, and we are setting those up now, and we'll continue to do so, you know, as the states need them and as they request them.
The Biden administration may take back some coronavirus relief money from Arizona. There are state provisions in Arizona the administration says discourage families and school districts from following federal guidance recommending face coverings in schools. Arizona has 60 days to remove the anti-masking provisions. The Ohio Supreme Court is rejecting a new map of state congressional districts as gerrymandered in favor of Republicans, sending the blueprint back for another try. John Katko from New York, one of 10 Republican House members who voted to impeach former President Donald Trump, has announced he will not run for re-election. Katko faced a backlash from Republicans after his impeachment vote. Five players, including dynamic pass catchers Cooper Kupp of the Rams and Devontae Adams of the Packers, are unanimous choices for the AP 2021 NFL All-Pro team. Other unanimous choices are Colts running back Jonathan Taylor, Steelers edge rusher T.J. Watt, and Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald. This is AP News. A single page of artwork from a Spider-Man comic book is sold for a lot of money.
Long before this,
the entire world was about to forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Wait, everyone?
The fourth Spider-Man movie, there was this. Pages from a comic book. And one has just sold for $3.36 million at a four-day event in Dallas. It was page 25 from Marvel Comics Secret Wars number 8, released in 1984. That marked the first Spidey's black suit, which would eventually lead to the emergence of the character Venom. A rare copy of Superman's debut, Action Comics number 1, sold for nearly $3.2 million, putting it among the priciest books ever auctioned. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Scientists say a 4-billion-year-old meteorite from Mars that crashed with a splash here on Earth decades ago contains no evidence of ancient primitive Martian life. After all, I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.